Good morning, John.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Peace. What's up, dog?
What's up? Is Heidi and Frank's 10th anniversary?
Yeah, that's right. That's coming up pretty damn soon already.
October 8th.
That's right, at the Hard Rock Cafe Hollywood.
It's already over halfway through September.
Tomorrow's the 20th. Insane. That makes no sense. Yes. Zero sense.
But if you want to go to this party, you can text right now, funny, the word is funny, to 68683.
FUNNY to 68683 right now. It's brought to you by Tax Relief Advocates, your tax resolution specialists, and Antis Roofing and Waterproofing, keeping families safe and dry. So how was your weekend? I'm actually not too hungover today.
Really?
Yeah, I had a lot to drink and stuff, but processed it somehow.
I didn't have a great weekend.
No,
I didn't feel great. And then I got a little bit of a temperature, and it can't just be you know what I mean? Like these days, it can't just be a little bit of a temperature.
No, yeah, it's definitely instant
because
death.
It has to be something, and it wasn't. Yeah. You know, I took some tests, and I'm fine. It was just, I felt crap.
Sure. So. It's the fall. It starts to get slightly cooler and everyone,
I know, I love dying. It. I love the fall and spring are the two reasons you live here, to me.
To live at all, for that matter, on this planet.
Christmas, true, actually, all except for three months during the summer.
Yeah, I hate that.
Forgive Me Five today, the F-bomb.
Yeah, songs with, well, not the naughty word in it, but start with F, or the band start with F.
The band or the song starts with F.
Yeah.
That's coming up at 5 o'clock. We play five songs in a row with the theme. I'm going to ask you to think of some songs, Sluggo, that you're a little embarrassed that you like.
That's most of them.
Guilty
pleasure songs. I have lots of those.
And these are songs, and I came up with three of them. For me, these are songs where if you're in an argument over good music,
you don't bring these up.
These are not the ones you pull.
I can tell you, I got really, well, I'm not going to mention that one. Right, really good taste in music.
You hide these away and then you bring out your stronger ones.
Sure, I got that.
Guilty pleasure songs is what we're going to do in the 4 o'clock hour.
All right.
We have tickets for Roger Waters. Yeah. You want to tell people how we're going to do that?
Unbelievable.
It's sweet.
KLOS suite tickets with free food and beverages in the private KLOS suite. It's happening September 28th at crypto.com arena. Of course, Roger Waters tickets on sale now, but you get a couple of them, and he'll be doing some Floyd as well, naturally, in the round. You can get him at access.com, or when we play something from Floyd between now and 4, be caller 13, and we will hook you up.
I don't know if you saw the Queen's funeral, but a spider made it. Spider crawled onto the Queen's funeral.
Really?
Yep.
They're just out to get you. You were watching it. You're trying to have...
That's what it is, isn't it?
Be mournful.
I finally have something to speak with her about, and...
She's passed on.
Too soon?
Very unthoughtful.
And one American dollar.
Yeah! Woo! Who's going to play?
You.
Oh, nice. I'm going to make a buck. Sweet.
I hope not, but that's probably the case. That's coming up on 95.5 KLOS. All right, I know it was decently hot this weekend, but... I mean, mid-September, almost late September.
Yeah.
It's fall.
I actually had the windows open this weekend. I couldn't believe it. Instead of the air conditioning full blast the whole time.
It's just about fall.
Yeah.
It's 95.5 KLOS, Kevin and Sluggo. We're talking about one American dollar.
Oh, we're going to... Is this the topic?
That is the topic.
The subject, fall?
The best things about fall.
Wow, okay.
The best things
about cheerful
fall.
Well, that's got a cheerful topic.
Which is something that you do not like.
Yeah, not very good with cheerful
things. But you do love fall much more than...
Yeah, there's a lot of things I like about it. I hate summer.
All right, now listen. You get six guesses to get four right.
No, I thought we were going to do with 10 guesses to get one right. Wasn't that what we were going
to
do?
Six guesses to get four right.
We need to implement the phone a friend, by the way. I need to have someone I can go to the phone at some point.
You've already won twice.
We lost a quarter. Well, I know, but I need
a phone a friend.
That $3, man.
All right, six guesses.
All right.
To get four right, the best things about fall.
Best things are just things you associate with
it. The best things about fall.
What is actually best?
The best things about fall.
All right, well, then I'll say cooler weather. Kind of like sweater weather. You start getting a little bit cooler. Definitely one of my favorite things about fall. Nice! Woohoo!
I'm going to give that to you for crisp air.
Crisp air, sure.
Is that cooler weather?
Yeah, I would say that's right.
Okay.
Yeah, I would definitely say that's right.
All right, so you got one and one. Best things about fall.
Best things about fall. Right. Shorter days. Days start getting shorter.
That is incorrect, sir.
That's no good. I don't know that it's a good thing, a best thing, but pumpkin spice is everywhere. Everyone's always like, ooh, pumpkin this, pumpkin spice.
Hang on, let me look. No.
Oh, well, see, I wouldn't. That's funny because I would say that pumpkin spice kind of sucks. Halloween decorations.
No, but you're trying to guess what most people would guess.
That's my problem. I don't have.
Yes. And by the way, Halloween is
Yay! Yeah. Woohoo! 2-2.
Three and two. That's three guesses. You got two right.
I thought I got two wrong and two right so far.
No. Oh. I'm keeping track.
Oh, okay.
Don't try and cheat me.
No, I got... What did I get?
Three guesses, two right.
Right. You know, cooler weather.
Which I gave you.
Right. And
pumpkin
Halloween.
Spice was a no.
Yes. And Halloween was a no. And shorter days was a
Halloween
no.
Halloween was a yes. What's wrong
Halloween
with you?
Halloween was a no, though.
Let me keep track.
Okay. All right.
Halloween was a yes.
Oh, it was?
Yes.
Oh, I thought you said it wasn't. No, I thought you said... Never did. It doesn't matter. Okay. We need someone in here keeping track.
I am.
Oh, okay.
I'm writing it down. You have three guesses and you got two right.
Okay. All right.
Son of a bitch.
Falling leaves.
Falling
leaves. Which Snoopy always loved. He loved to jump into the leaves. Charlie Brown would get them all piled up.
See, this is where you get... I mean, listen.
Yeah.
Is that... No, it's not. I can't, without telling you, I can't do... Fallen. I mean, maybe
change in the look of everything.
Listen, the weather.
Weather
is a separate one from crisp air.
Is it okay?
Yeah.
I wouldn't say that's weather.
All right.
Yeah. Boo. Good.
So you got four. Now you need to get the. You get two more guesses to get one right.
Okay.
Oh, you got to get two right. Sorry.
New TV shows.
New TV shows.
Ah, come on! That's the best part of fall. So no.
Nope.
Damn it.
So you can't win the dollar.
I couldn't say back to school, that's for sure, because that sucks.
Some of these are super, super, super generic.
Yeah.
And you're going to be mad when you hear them.
Of course. I'm not getting my dollar. This is why I need to phone a friend.
Nope.
I got to have a friend. I could get 75 cents out of it.
Get one more guess.
I get one more guess?
You don't get 75 cents.
Yeah, no, if I like... I'm actually out of guesses.
What other holidays?
Yeah. Well, what, Thanksgiving? Blah. I don't consider that one of the better things.
I know you don't, because you don't give thanks for anything. That's why I gave it to you.
Except also, for the food.
Also, you couldn't win. So
I think I, yeah, exactly.
You.
What are the 10 things?
Okay,
then?
Number 10 is beautiful nature tours.
Shut up.
Trails.
Trails.
Hiking,
oh, okay.
Trails. Yeah.
All right, so yeah. Falling leaves.
Number 9 is Thanksgiving.
Boof.
Number 8 is cozy sweaters.
Yeah, there you go. Sweater weather, yeah.
Number 7 is hot chocolate.
You know, that's good.
Number 6 is Halloween.
Yay, that's the best one.
Number 5 is cozy fire.
Oh, fire, fire, fire. Yeah, fire's cool.
Number 4 is the weather.
Right.
Number 3 is crisp air, which we gave you.
Yeah.
Number 2 is comfy clothes.
That's kind of the sweater thing. That's sort of the same thing. Comfier.
Yeah.
I mean, hell, I think wearing less in summer is better.
Number 1 is autumn leaves.
Autumn leaves.
Yeah.
Who cares? There aren't such things out here anyway.
I don't know if you saw this, because you don't keep a close eye on the queen like I do.
Wait, is your name Bean?
Spider spotted crawling over the queen's coffin in funeral, hailed, quote, luckiest bug ever.
I saw that. He was like going to town a little while there.
Eagle eye viewers of the queen's funeral. And by the way, who are they?
Very bored people.
Spotted a spider crawling over a card attached to the flowers on Her Majesty's coffin.
You're a little early, dude.
He was just calling next.
He's calling dibs.
Somebody tweeted, there was a spider on the queen's coffin. As a spider fan, I am elated. Luckiest spider in the world.
Spider fan?
Yes. I don't know how many of them there are. Here's somebody else who tweeted, if I was carrying the queen's coffin and saw that spider, I don't even care. I'm dropping her and running away.
Dunk. Can you imagine the chaos if that happened?
Can you imagine?
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
With all the pomp and circumstance and the way everything has to be done so perfectly.
Live
there.
International television.
Ooh.
Do you have audio as well? Something.
I have audio of another. This is a guy who posted himself. And as you watch the spider, This is what the spider is saying. This is the spider's dialogue so that we can all understand what the spider was thinking at the time.
I didn't know there was a dead woman in the box, did I? I thought the queen died weeks ago. I just saw the fresh cut flowers, the poppies and the posies, and I thought to pop down and look for bugs. But when I found out it was her, I was so sad, because she's so special.
Mm-hmm.
It's like she has so much money. I just think she's got so much money, and she and I'm like,
right. I didn't know spiders thought about money. Who knew?
Apparently they do.
I never wanted to be on camera.
Okay, hold up. Mm-hmm. Okay, so now he says, I never wanted to be on camera. And then he looks at the camera like, yes, is this my good shot? Is this my good side?
My good spider
side. Stares at it, very funny.
I never wanted to be famous.
Again.
But here we are. I wanted to live a normal life, find a nice man, and f*** him, and eat him, and have like a couple hundred kids.
I didn't know spiders swore either. Who knew? They learned a lot today.
I never wanted to be a star, but
Gods
had other plans.
They did, yeah.
But I was so sad to hear about the Queen and how her life.
It's a nice spider.
Finished.
How it what?
How it was over.
Over.
Was
okay. Finished. So that was the spider. Okay. Question for you.
Mm-hmm.
Is the spider on the Queen's coffin more famous?
Oh.
Or less famous?
Uh-huh.
Than the fly on the vice president's head.
Oh. Hmm. I suppose only time will tell this important question.
I thought about it.
Uh-huh. For several hours today.
Now, yes, the Queen's coffin is much wider in interest.
Sure. Yeah.
But
it's not as funny.
The fly got a lot of screen time.
And a lot of memes immediately popping. How many spider memes are there? Can you count?
I haven't looked yet.
400 million.
I haven't looked yet, but the fly, I believe, takes it.
Yeah. I guess you're right. You know, that was a very famous... Now, if that spider meets that fly someday...
And they have kids?
Oh, yeah. I would think he was going to eat him, but whatever, sure. You want to picture them having sex together?
Well, he would eat them. No, you're right. 1 hour from right now, we're going to be doing Give Me Five, the F-bomb edition. Doesn't have to have the F word in it, but bands or songs that start with the letter F. That letter, yeah. Right now, we're going to talk about guilty pleasure songs.
Oh, nice.
These are your guilty pleasures. Now,
playlist full of these.
There's a lot of people who say, I'm not guilty because I love it. But here's how you know whether you're guilty about it or not.
Okay.
It's certainly not in your top 25%. And if you're having an argument with somebody about your musical tastes, these are not the songs you're bringing up.
Right.
You like them.
Right.
But you're not bringing them up to show somebody else that you have good musical
taste. Yeah, you probably have your headphones on at 2:30 in the morning. Yes. You're drunk and you're listening by yourself. You're not sharing it with your friends.
And I have three of them.
Oh, yeah?
That I would like to bring up to you. The first one, I believe, is just from Overplay.
Okay.
I think.
Yeah.
But I'm still in.
This is a guilty pleasure of yours.
Yeah.
Well, it's a big hit.
It's a huge hit.
Massive hit.
But it's been played so much.
Yeah.
There are a lot of songs that have been played so much that I don't like them anymore.
Yeah. And it is a little dorky.
It's kind of dorky.
Definitely dorky. Right. Yeah. Okay. That's fair enough.
That's the most mass appeal one.
Well, I got one for you then. I'll throw it in between here. Andy Williams, Can't Get Used to Losing You. Andy Williams is a favorite of mine.
Used to losing.
Yeah, it's how still old is that song? He's from the 60s.
What are you doing?
It's pretty bad. What else you got? What do you got?
Listen, a lot of people are going to hate on this one.
Okay. All right.
But it's One Night in Paris.
Murray! Hey! Murray!
Yeah. I know a lot of people hate this song.
Oh, yeah.
It's a guilty pleasure for me, though.
I used to play this in the car.
Did
car
you?
Loads of friends, yeah, on tape. I found it very amusing, and they would scream, turn it off!
Yes, that's
I
why.
Hate it!
That's why you loved it.
Yeah.
Because so many people hated it. All right, you have
I do
another
actually
one?
Like that.
We're going to take your calls at 818-955-KLOS. You got to tell on yourself your guilty pleasures, the songs that you love in spite of the reaction that it gets from
in
other
fact,
people.
You know that it's bad.
Yes.
Somewhere in
you
your,
can admit it's in
it's
your bottom 20%.
Yeah. Even the Beastie Boys like this next one of mine, Ooh Child. Although, sadly, I don't even go for the original Five Stair Steps version. I like the Valerie
Ooh,
Carter
child.
Version.
That's that one.
Love that song. Huh. But it's terrible. It's really bad.
Is it?
But I love that song. I don't care.
All right. And then finally, I think other than One Night in Bangkok, this must be the one that I get the most crap for.
Yeah.
And it's...
I'm afraid to push play on this.
Go ahead and push.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I feel so good if I what is this? I know this.
It's,
oh, no. No.
So doesn't even make sense.
I got to draw the line
Listen.
Here. Ah, do you really like that song?
I mean, listen. If it comes on the radio, it gets all the way through.
It was always on the radio when it was new.
Right.
Really? You
but
always
I'm saying,
play it all the way through.
If it gets on the radio now.
Uh-huh. You listen to the whole
I
damn
don't
thing.
Change.
God, there was a time it was on classical stations. It was on religious stations.
I know it was everywhere.
You couldn't get away from it.
That's another one that was so super overplayed.
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
Also.
Sure.
But
well, fair enough. That's good of you to own up to the
guilty
terrible,
pleasure songs.
Terrible, terrible song.
Some people agree.
Yeah.
Not a lot.
No, sure.
818-955-KLOS, your guilty pleasure songs. It doesn't have to be our format. It can be any format.
Yeah, anything. Doesn't matter.
Your guilty
Andy
pleasure
Williams.
Songs. 818-955-KLOS.
I mean, that's some great stuff right there from Blue Oyster Cult.
Yeah, agreed.
Every once in a while, someone will look at you askance when you say you like Don't Fear the Reaper.
Sure.
They'll be like, huh?
That happens.
I guess every single song, I think, has its detractors.
Of course it does. Yeah. But there are some that maybe you're a little embarrassed.
The truly
of.
Do stink.
If because you, get down to you know that they're not great.
Yeah.
But you still love them. Guilty pleasures. KLOS. Hello.
Not too many people love them, but they got an incredible amount of great songs. The Darkness.
Oh, yeah. No, The Darkness. Sure.
Yeah,
absolutely.
There's a song called Knockers.
Knockers.
There's no obscenity in it, but it's just incredible tune.
Right.
Look, if it's named Knockers, I'm in.
Right. Are you embarrassed about it, though? Because there has to be a little bit embarrassment about this topic.
Well, there's crazy falsetto in there, but...
Ah. They were very dramatic. They were
yes.
super dramatic.
That yes, was
very
they cool. were.
Very goth.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, my song is Careless Whisper.
You should be ashamed.
So every week you try to call and make us play Careless Whisper.
Even though we say we will.
Even though we hate it.
We'll play anything. On the all request bike.
Yeah.
We won't do that.
No, we're not doing that.
Thanks for calling.
KLOS. That's a guy who calls us every
single Friday.
And we say no.
Yep.
KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hey.
Hi there.
Guilty pleasures.
Okay, I have two real quick. One is Groove Is in the Heart by D-Light.
Oh,
everyone likes that one.
I think that's a great one.
That's a good one.
I don't think that's a guilty pleasure because you're not embarrassed.
Some people hate it, though.
Oh, do they?
Okay. Kind of hate it, yeah.
All right, all right.
Okay, we'll wait for the other one. The other one is Rock Lobster by the B-52.
Kevin is not a big fan of the B-52s.
As soon as you hear the dun 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 da 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 da, da everyone
I hit
goes
the button.
Crazy.
You're right. I hit the button. You're
you go
exactly
over to
right.
Coast
I hit
then.
The button and I listen to love songs
on the coast.
Thanks for calling. Those are great. 818-955-KLOS.
Guilty pleasure songs. Not everybody loves them, but you do.
The chills that you spilled up my back. Leave me filled with satisfaction when we're done. Satisfaction of what's to come.
Wilhelm, he's got new stuff coming out on the 23rd of this month. A new EP called The Cage that I'm very much looking forward to.
Can't wait as well.
He's been cranking out some really good stuff lately.
It's KLOS. It's Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon talking about guilty pleasure songs. KLOS, hello.
Hey, man, it's Asusa on the SGV. If we're talking guilty pleasures...
Guilty pleasures.
It's got to be Little Girls by Oingo Boingo.
That is a very
go,
naughty
baby.
Song.
And I do love
you
that song.
You can pair that up with Sex Dwarf by Soft Cell, and you really got something going there.
Oh. Hell yeah, brother.
Thanks for calling,
dude. Yeah.
Hello, KLOS.
Hi there, Mike. Guilty pleasure song is Staying Alive by the Bee Gees.
I agree with you.
Yeah, that's a good song,
although
man.
That wouldn't really, I'm not really that embarrassed to like it.
Really? They're certainly in 1984. By then, you were like, you're crazy.
Sure.
Like
that. Yeah, anybody that admitted to liking disco in the mid 80s is out of luck. But.
Well, my wife won't get rest. She's teasing me mercilessly, and she tells everybody I like Andy Gibb, knowing full well they're not the same thing.
Your wife is doing the right thing. Thank you for calling.
Right on. Thanks for calling. Thanks for admitting the truth.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, thank you. Talking about guilty pleasure songs.
Yeah, my guilty pleasure is The Proclaimers. I'm going to be 500 miles.
I will be 500 miles and I would walk 500 more.
Yeah, there's a lot of people
exactly.
who hate that. And for good reason.
And every time I hear it, I sing my heart out.
Do you really?
Do you like that sort of marching song usually, or is this an anomaly for you?
No, it's very much an anomaly.
That's but always weird, yeah.
You know what, though? Years ago, Down by Law did a cover of it.
Mm.
And right. I think that kind of helped later on.
Right, gotcha. Sometimes someone kicks it in the ass and makes it you'll appreciate the original even.
Exactly.
Yeah, weird. Right on, man. Thanks
for
calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hi, I'm calling about the embarrassing song.
Yes.
Guilty pleasures, yes.
Yes, so I love me some Maroon 5, and I'm embarrassed about it.
Maroon 5.
Any particular song?
Yeah.
Sugar, of course.
Yeah, I don't really know them that well, but I think you should be embarrassed.
Yeah, I think so. I think that's right. I think you're on the right path.
Your instincts are good on this, my young Padawan.
I made my husband go to a concert once. It was awful.
Oh, really?
Did you really?
Wow, he's a good man.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bye, guys.
Okay, take care.
KLOS, hello.
Hello. Would guilty pleasure, what Dead or Alive be considered a guilty pleasure?
Yeah, I think you could lean that way. Yeah, you spin me right round, baby, right round, baby. Boy, that's a massive hit. I've played that at almost every radio station I've been on.
I like it too, but I do believe that there are a lot of people who hate it.
Oh, yeah.
And so, yeah, that probably does qualify as a guilty pleasure.
But he was cool. I can't remember his name offhand. What's his name? Do you know?
Burns?
Yeah, something. He was cool. He was very cool. Yeah.
Mr. Burns. Right, that's who it was.
Excellent.
Yeah. From The Simpsons.
From The Simpsons, right. Yeah.
Excellent.
Right on. Thank you for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Talking about guilty pleasures.
So far, we haven't gotten anything that we're like, oh, yeah, that really stinks. What do you got?
Just between us, all right? Just the three of us.
Yes, of course.
Girls want to have fun. When I hear that on the radio, I roll up the windows and I revert back to a emotionally compromised 15-year-old girl and sing my little heart out.
To CY Indy I Lopper.
Are you crying at that point?
Tears of joy.
Tears of joy. Well, that qualifies. You did it. Yay!
You ruled. Thank you
That's
for calling.
Awesome. That's wonderfully terrible. 818-955-KLOS.
Guilty pleasure songs. Give me five. The F-bomb.
Yeah. Songs or bands that start with F.
Coming up in about 10 minutes. First, we're talking about guilty pleasure songs. You have one?
I think it's by the Bangles, if I remember correctly. Walk Like an Egyptian.
Oh. That's what it is. Walk Like an Egyptian.
Walk with an erection.
Walk like an Egyptian. You're right.
That is a... Did you dance to that in a club at any point in your life?
When I was like 10 years old in my grandmother's driveway, it was pretty fun.
I think that's the time you can get away with it. Yeah.
Oh, I wish we had a video of that.
Dude, thanks for calling. You know, I just remembered one, The Jungle by The Time.
I love that song.
Never, ever dance, ever really drunk at a club one time. And
did
I was
you?
Pulled out on stage.
Yeah.
That was it. That's
I'll bet you were good.
Oh, my God. Wow. And I totally forgot about that. Hi, KLOS.
Hi. I don't think probably half your audience is going to remember this one, but Terry Jacks. Seasons in the Sun.
Oh, yeah. We had fun. We had something. We had Seasons, we had seasons in the sun. That is pretty
but
bad.
But the wine and the something, sun are the
something
only
other things.
Things are. I don't know the words.
I kind of like it, though. I do kind of like it.
I dislike that song string.
But it is a
strongly.
Guilty pleasure. Yeah,
It is for you, though.
Yeah. And that's what we're looking for. Yes. Well done, sir.
Thank you.
This is Mark from HB.
Thanks for calling, Mark. Take care. Learned of love and ABC. Skinned our hearts and skinned our knees.
Nope. No.
My friend,
it's hard to die. Nope.
KLOS, hello. Damn it. Oh, you by the beach?
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hi.
All right, guilty pleasures. Yep. I don't know if anybody's mentioned this one yet. Creed, Arms Wide Open.
Yeah, anything by Creed, it's going to have to fall into the guilty. Yep.
I can't even get my head around the pleasure part of it. I understand there's pleasure for you in that. But
yeah, when the song first came out, I totally missed the point until my brother said, hey, you know what that song's about? And then I listened to it, and I was like,
it's about murder.
I get it.
Right, it's about murder.
It is. It does change songs for me a lot of times when you actually come to realize that they're about murder. I mean, whatever they're actually
about.
Right, murder of a lifestyle, right?
Thanks for calling, man. Thank you.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, guilty pleasure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The 90s were pretty weird, right?
Yes.
So I don't remember the name of the guy, but the song was "This Is My United States."
We just played that on here the other day. Liam Lynch. Yeah,
United States of whatever.
Yeah. Man, I love that song, and I don't even care about it.
Whatever.
I like that song once a year, maybe.
Yeah, that's about as much as I can do. Good one, very good one.
Thank
well
you for
pulled
calling.
Out. Thanks, dude.
KLOS, hello.
For me, it's got to be "Dare to Be Stupid" by Weird Al.
Any Weird Al song is great.
Yeah,
by definition.
You don't have to be guilty. Weird Al. That's it's okay.
That's correct.
He's normal Al at this point in time.
Give me five.
Oh, hold on. Give me five. I gotta say, it's pretty appropriate that she just won songs in a row
because the F-bomb.
Yeah, all the foul language she was throwing out fits with this. It's the F-bomb. Give me five songs in a row that start with.
Either the band or the song starts with F.
Yeah. My favorite letter. What do you got? 818-955-KLOS. Let's start with Dr. F.
Yes,
it's the F-bomb. Songs that start with F.
Songs or bands that start with F.
Yeah. Like this one. Don't do that. No, stop that. Yeah. No. How dare you, sir?
Foxy.
Stop it immediately. Yeah. I'm just getting...
Foxy.
I'm just getting Goldmember vibes now.
It's Give Me Five. The F-bomb is the theme. Songs or bands that start with an F. KLOS, hello.
Hello. Have a suggestion for Give Me Five?
Yeah. Okay.
For Those About to Rock by AC/DC.
Hey, that's a good one.
That's a great one.
That's a very good one. Who are you?
Albert.
Albert, I thank thee for phoning.
Yes. Thank you, sir.
Metallica there.
See, you did that because F.
F.
Yes, big Metallica news. KLOS welcomes Metallica to Microsoft Theater on December 16th. Nothing says the baby Jesus like Metallica. For their Helping Hands concert and auction. Tickets go on sale Friday at 10 a.m. at AXS.com. And 100% of the proceeds go directly to the organization that Metallica supports.
Awesome. Very, very cool.
Like local food banks and the Metallica Scholars Program, which helps people get good jobs and a bunch more. See one of the biggest bands in the world at an intimate venue. I think it's 6,000
people. Yeah, something like that. It's pretty small. Maybe.
December 16th. Heidi and Frank will have tickets each day this week.
To go see those humans right there, Metallica. And it is the Gimme Five.
Yes. Do you know what the theme is today?
Hey, songs that start with F.
Cool, who's this?
This is Jack, calling from La Cañada.
Awesome, I don't really care for your radio station, Jack, but what do you got?
Songs or bands that start with F.
Frankenstein.
Good one.
I thought so.
Frankenstein starts with F, I say we do it.
Frankenstein.
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 That's Frankenstein. I beg your pardon? My name. It's pronounced Frankenstein.
Number one on our list in no particular order.
Yeah, number 17. You know, there should always be a lot of smoke in the air when that song is on. A lot of smoke. That really helps.
It's 95.5 KLOS. That is Gimme 5. The theme today was the F-bomb.
Frankenstein wraps it up.
In China, they're very upset with the length of bathroom breaks at work. It's 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station.
How did David Bowie into that?
That's Whiplash Radio.
Yeah, I love it.
In the past, there have been stories on how they cut employee salaries for spending too much time in the toilet.
All right. And, you know, Superstore sort of addressed this. I loved that show. It was brilliant. And they would actually be tracking them. They had to have their phones on them all the time. And so when they were in the bathroom, they would time their break.
Yep. Others, where they fined workers for having using the toilet more than once a day.
Man, once a day?
Yep.
Come on.
And even a company that installed timers on the toilet booths.
Well, what happens when it, does it throw you out?
I don't know.
You push you out? You haven't wiped yet, but you're out.
I don't know. But none of those examples even come close to the solution
of
one technology company.
Oh, no.
Which reportedly installed cameras above the booths of its employee bathroom.
Wow.
To monitor phone use during bathroom breaks.
Yeah, you know, the reason we want to make sure the money doesn't dry up, so we're going to watch you when you're in the toilet.
Photos captured from the footage of the bathroom cameras recently made their way onto Chinese social media.
Sure, of course.
And then they were able to go, hey, by the way, I know that building.
Right.
And that bathroom is the Chinese Aviation Lithium Battery Technology. It's a state-owned company specializing in the production of lithium batteries.
How pissed off would you be if you found yourself in a photo online?
The big difference between the United States and China.
Right.
China can effing do this.
Yeah, exactly.
They put a camera in the bathroom.
So that the man makes more money.
Yes.
So he doesn't waste any time with you.
Can you imagine?
No, I cannot.
Somebody putting cameras in the toilet.
To make sure that you're not goofing off. That you're working at all times.
I don't know that they want to see my working. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. It's time for What We Learned, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. In one American dollar, Sluggo literally lost out on the top 10 things people enjoy about fall because he refused to say Thanksgiving, which he personally hates.
That's a fact, my friends. I'm not a cheerful fella.
He fell on his sword.
I lost the dollar because of that. For you.
While everyone else was watching the Queen's funeral, a few noticed that there was a spider crawling on the card and the flowers.
At least it didn't come out of a toilet.
One spider lover said that it was the, quote, luckiest spider ever. Not That's sure why. Really and in an effort to reduce wasting time in the bathroom at work, businesses in China started installing cameras in the bathrooms.
Unbelievable.
So enjoy.
The man that you work for is not nearly as bad as the Chinese man.
At least as far as you know.
Yeah, as far as you know, anyway. All right, I'm off to pet the wonderful kitty of Oz.
Enjoy. See you tomorrow. Peace out. KLOS, who is this? Did you say Susan?
Susan,
you're caller 13.
Oh, shit. Did I fucking win? Oh, my goodness. I'm sorry. Holy gee, Whitaker. I'm a part-time sailor.
A seaman, if you will.
There you go.
I don't know that you will, though. You got a four tickets to experience the nonstop streams of
flustered Kevin
Halloween Horror Nights.
Oh, my gosh. That's amazing.
Congratulations. It's select nights through October 31st, and you're our winner.
Oh, my gosh. That's wonderful.
So subdued now.
If you would like to live in the suite, I guess you don't get to live in it, but you get to sit in it during the Roger Waters show.
It's going
to
feel like it because you're going to have your free food and beverages and stuff and people waiting on you.
It's pretty cool.
It's damn cool.
Yeah.
This is not a drill. Roger Waters is going to be there September 28th at Crypto.com Arena, and we've got KLOS Suite tickets for you. Tickets are available right now at access.com, but you hear us play something from Floyd sometime between now and 4, be caller 13. You're in.
If you'd like to go to the Heidi and Frank's 10th anniversary party on October 8th, and who wouldn't?
Yep.
Text right now, Renee, R-E-N-E, to 68683.
I wonder if Renee from the morning show is getting all these texts. He's like, oh my God, they must
Why
be.
Why does this keep happening?
Damn contest
no,
again.
No, 68683 is the contest.
Oh, there you go.
Yes.
And it's all happening thanks to America's Best Car Buyer. GiveMeTheVIN.com. Text it now. Jackson Brown, the Doobie Brothers, James Taylor, Graham Nash, and a bunch more showed up at MSG Madison Square Garden in New York City on this day in Rock in 1979 for the first of 5 No Nukes concerts. Grateful Dead landed at number 10 on this day in Rock in 1987 with their U.S. single Touch of Grey, their only top 10 single. Eddie Vedder got the job on this day in Rock in 1990 after adding his own vocals to 3 instrumental tracks Pearl Jam, or what would become Pearl Jam, had recorded. It was his demo tape, and they heard it and said, yeah, that guy.